welcome to All Things Apostolic. I'm your host, Casey Cease. Today we're recording this a little later than normal. In fact, it's just a little bit after 11 p.m. in California on Wednesday, the 28th of August. As many of you know, in addition to working full-time as a professor at Wilson University, I also pastor a new church in Turlock, California. This morning started out with grading papers and working on my presentation for National Challenge Week, which takes place September 25th through the 27th in Birmingham, Alabama. You're not going to want to miss it. Speakers for this particular event include Dr. Nathaniel Wilson, Dr. Johnny King, Zach Wells, Julian Ryder, Jennifer Barrett, Caleb Adams, Douglas Walker, Boston and Haley Young, Nathaniel Urshan, Pastor Miles Young and Sister Sheila Young, and many more. So you're not going to want to miss this. If you haven't gotten your tickets or bought your plane flights, you're going to want to do that September 25th through the 27th, Birmingham, Alabama, New Life, Pastor Stephen Collins, and Bishop Barry Sutton. You're not going to want to miss it. But anyways, after grading papers and working on my presentation, my wife and I met with Pastor and Sister Young in Stockton, California, to discuss the church in Turlock. We had a lot of good conversation. In fact, there's probably nothing better than being with your pastor and your pastor's wife as they pour into you and share stuff about ministry and just help you grow. But one of the conversations that we had was about our building in Turlock. As I mentioned in a previous episode, we're getting pretty close to outgrowing our current location, and so we've actively been looking to secure a new building for service. And we found one. The new location, when we're all finished updating and fixing things, we will have a sanctuary that can seat roughly 200 to 250 people. In addition to this, we'll have 4 to 5 classrooms for Sunday school and another room for an office. It is a very good location. It has additional things like a courtyard for fellowship. There's off-street parking, which has been one of our biggest struggles in our current location. And in addition to that, there is a park area inside of there, basketball courts, tetherball. There's a lot of things we can do, a lot of land, and a great location. But one of the best things regarding this building is that it used to be an apostolic church in Turlock. Years ago, the church walked away from apostolic truth, so we see this as God restoring his presence. It is the building in which he once placed his name, and he is restoring his name there. It is a place where many have been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, a place where many have been filled with the Holy Ghost, and a place where lives have been changed by the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so we are extremely excited about what God is doing, the doors that he's opening, and the new sanctuary that we will be moving into here in the near future. So pray for the Rock Church Central Valley as we embark on this new journey. I look forward to sharing more good news with you about the church here in Turlock, California, in the near future. I want to give you a quick update before this day ended. Thanks again. Have a great day, and God bless.